Hi, this is Dana.
Hi, this is Monica, and welcome to High Skin Beauty Hair and Fitness Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Today's show, we will focus on the benefits of detox teas and coffees. In addition, what supplements are important to hair, skin, and nails as we age. As a former track and field and cross-country runner, my detoxing journey began after my childbearing years. I was in search for a quick fix weight loss product and could not find one until I was introduced to detox teas and coffees. And Monica, have you ever taken detox teas and coffees?
Actually, I have, Dana, and I find that the detox coffees work really well because of the caffeine, and those also gives me the energy, that I was looking for. And the teas, most of the teas I, take for detox, I was making myself, and I add natural ingredients like the ginger and the senna leaf and things like that. What type of detox and, regimen as far as coffees and teas did you use, Dana, and what would you recommend that you think would work best?
Well, for starters, Monica, I had to consult with my doctor first because I had underlying health conditions, after having my children. So I had to go and speak to my doctor first in order for me to start this daily regimen of, consuming the detox teas and coffees.
Okay.
And I had to educate myself and as far as ingredients, what to take and what not to take. And also the very important thing, I had to stay hydrated during taking these detox teas and coffees, because I found that my electrolytes were very low when consuming and starting this regimen. And it's very important that you keep your body hydrated when you're, detoxing your body. You got to make sure that your body consume enough, electrolytes and water.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. So I know that sometimes consuming too much caffeine can interfere with electrolytes, because caffeine acts as a diuretic and it's going to pour water off. So I do know that it is important to have a good electrolyte, good water, to replenish those lost electrolytes due to the fact that you're drinking, something that's caffeinated. Do you recommend people using a coffee or tea that's decaffeinated? Would that work the same as long as they have the correct ingredients in those detox and teas and coffees?
Well, Monica, yes, I do recommend decaffeinated and caffeine. It depends on your underlying health condition. Because some people cannot consume these detox teas because of medications in which they're consuming that might conflict with these detox teas and coffees.
Right.
But if they don't have any underlying health conditions, they can take caffeinated teas and coffees that will benefit that lifestyle change and that weight loss management system of which they're put in place to lose weight. And some of these other things that I know, for me personally, I love the detox green teas, but they have other great detox teas I've consumed as well.
Ginger is also a good one, too.
Yes, ginger is very good, especially it helps with your mental state. I know I normally take ginger, I consume ginger teas every week. I at least try to get like two or three different teas that have that type of ingredient. Because it helps me relax, and not only that, but it helps as far as with my different major organs and my nervous system. It's very good, and I love how detox teas have different ingredients like golden seal, licorice. It has as far as herbs and different things that can help with your immune system and flush out your system. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I was getting ready to ask you about as far as the immunity properties with a lot of the detox teas. I know that, of course, what we're dealing with now with the with COVID-19, and that's really important to also be able to have something to boost your immune system. And I know that honey and ginger works really well, as well as turmeric. Turmeric is also a good ingredient in the detox teas that helps increase your overall immune system, as well as detoxing the liver, the kidneys, and just kind of overall, health and well-being.
And it helps with inflammation too, Monica, and your digestive tract. I know for me, it helps a lot, especially when I'm having like an upset stomach or something didn't agree as far as within a meal or my weight loss journey, you're going to run into these kind of obstacles with inflammation and different other underlying conditions you might come upon. So it's always best to look at the detox teas and select the ones that's best for you as well.
Those are really good helpful hints and tips, Dana. Thank you. And it really gives me a different perspective on, you know, things to choose. And I'm sure our listeners can appreciate some of those helpful hints and tips on detox with losing weight and just overall feeling better and, you know, with aiding in potentially a boost, you know, boosting their immune system. So really, really good information.
And you know, one thing, Monica, I forgot to mention, it does make you feel lighter after you finish flushing out all those detox chemicals and different things that your body does not need, and it releases it out of your system. It does make you feel lighter and better and more energetic. It puts more energy back into you.
Right. So I guess that's good, too, if you can't, if people are having trouble with going to the bathroom and they're not regular with the bowel movements. I know that detoxing can flush out that bacteria waste out of the large and small intestines, which definitely helps with, you know, losing weight and, of course, waist circumference, which would make you feel lighter. So I definitely know that that definitely works because my husband is drinking a detox regimen tea right now, and it's done immensely for his digestive tract. So definitely good tips there.
It really does. I know it does my body great, especially even in, during the midday, I stop and I deep, you know, as far as take my, I have a set time in which I, you know, consume my detox tea. I try to get in the midday because sometimes if I do take it at night, it normally keeps me up. It depends on like as far as that I take caffeinated detox teas. So I don't want to take it at night or consume it at night. I like to take mine during midday or sometimes in the morning time. It's always good to have a regimen of when you're going to take these teas and coffees.
Right. Now, I have taken mine at night if it's a decaffeinated one. And, you know, I have one that has chamomile, and chamomile is actually helps relax and soothe and de-stress. So, and also helps with getting to sleep. So I guess if you have that type of detox tea, then that's probably a good one to take at night if you're trying to relax and wind down for the day.
Right. But I would take mine in the midday because I'm always going to be working out or trying to keep my body, you know, as far as moving. Because that's good, too, to take at night. Because sometimes I do take a decaffeinated tea at night. So that's good to put in there as well, Monica. I like that. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, Dana. So, you know, I guess it gives our listeners a wide variety of different things they can implement with detoxing. And, you know, everybody has different lifestyles and things that they go by. So that's also helpful for me to know and for our listeners to know.
Yes. And let me leave everyone on this note. Always be cautious before enhancing detoxifications with herbs, supplements, or teas, as you may experience side effects. I encourage our listeners to check out our new detox ISO teas and coffees. If you have any underlying health conditions, please check with your health care provider before purchasing our detox products on KumbaFitnessApparel.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back following these commercials.
Hi, my name is Monica James, the owner of Resilient Beauty Bar Natural Hair Salon, Naturally Native Hair and Skin Care. We recently partnered with Walmart and Amazon, so you be sure to purchase our natural hair and skincare products for all of your basic hair and skincare needs. Visit our website for 20% off of your purchase of $100 or more at BrazilBeautyBar.com. Have a fabulous day.
Hi, if you're into wellness and fitness and would like to purchase some apparel, come check out KumbaFitnessAndApparel.com, where we will give you 20% off your first purchase of $100 or more. So come on down and check out Kumba Fitness and Apparel.
Hi, my name is Monica. And welcome back to Hype Skin Beauty Hair and Fitness Podcast. So, Dana, today the topic that I want to discuss is supplementation for healthy hair, skin, and nails, you know, as a daily regimen and as we age. And I want to educate people on the benefits of the supplements that I feel is important to help aid in these supplementations. The first thing I want to start with is collagen. Surely everybody knows that as we age, collagen depletes in our hair, in our skin, hair, and nails. And what happens is it causes our nails to be brittle. It causes us to lose elasticity in the skin, and which causes the wrinkles and the sagging, and also causes our hair to become weak and brittle and possibly, you know, break. Some of the most beneficial ways to get collagen is through the foods that we eat in our diet. Collagen can be found in seafood, in meat, and certain vegetables. But if you don't really want to, obtain it that way, you can also take a supplement. But it's important to know what type of collagen supplement to take that's based on your needs. You also want to pair that with a good, regimen of biotin that's included in the collagen. You have several different types of collagen. You have fish and seafood collagen. You have bone collagen. It just depends on what type of benefits that you're looking for to improve your skin, your overall health and beauty of your skin, the elasticity, and your hair and your nails. Things that people have to realize is that collagen is a naturally occurring protein that makes up about 1/3 of the body's total protein. Okay, it plays a vital role in the connective tissue, serving as a building block for skin, tendons, ligaments, and muscles. It is also found in other areas of the body, including your blood vessels, eyes, and teeth. So that's another thing I want to point out. Collagen depletion, if you're having trouble with, tooth decay or bone loss, it could be, lack of collagen. If you don't have, cavities and you're really good on keeping up your dental care and you're still, kind of losing bone structure and your teeth are starting to shift, it could be lack of collagen, could be a factor in that as well.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wow, that's something new. Thank you for informing that. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely, Dana. And a little bit more detailed information about the makeup of collagen and what it does for our bodies. The sticky glue-like protein essentially holds the body together, okay? So it really plays a more important role than what we realize, and perhaps most notably works alongside other proteins, like elastin to support your skin's elasticity, texture, and shape. It's also incredibly strong, meaning that it plays a fundamental role in the strength of your bones. So, unfortunately, as we get older, we naturally start losing collagen. According to a study that was done back in 2012, a review revealed that we produce 1% less collagen each year as we age after the age of 20. So what that means is when you turn 21, 25, and, mostly skin that has less melanin, I want to point that out, less melanated skin is more susceptible to wrinkling a lot faster, because melanin naturally has a stronger protein in it that keeps the skin naturally firmer. So what that means is that, you might have to start implementing collagen a little bit more sooner based off of your skin tone.
But what about topical products, Monica, like Olay or whatever? Is that collagen good for us, or we have to consume it?
Oh, no. Topical regimens are really good. A lot of them are infused with really good qualities of collagen and biotin. And surely what you're putting on the outside of your skin is good, but if you're doing it both simultaneously, what you're putting on the outside and what you're putting on the inside, they both coordinate with each other, then you definitely will get much better benefits than just consuming something alone.
Oh, good.
Skin nicely moisturized. If you're in the sun a lot, it's definitely good to wear a good sunscreen, because sun depletes a lot of vitamins and minerals from our skin. Because just like you said, a grape out in the sun, it dries out like a raisin, okay? Well, the same thing happens to our skin. If we're going to be out in the sun a lot, we want to put a good SPF sunblock on it, because that will also help deplete, nutrients found in our skin, like collagen and elastin and some of those proteins, if we're not properly protecting our skin.
Okay.
That's definitely a good point, Dana. And as we age further, our collagen levels decline more quickly, with one study finding that women lost a 30% of collagen in the first 5 years of menopause alone. So I'm jumping ahead to as women age even further. Men too, but I really want to focus on women because we're really more heavy on the wrinkles around the eyes and kind of keeping that youthful look as we were when we were in our 20s and all that. So we definitely want to make sure that some of the makeups that we put on our face, we want to make sure that they have good levels of good ingredients that also have, you know, good proteins and things that are good conditioning for our skin to help preserve the collagen levels and lessen the depletion of those proteins and nutrients in our skin. So we have some really good products at ZLBeautyBar.com. That's really good for wrinkles. We have a skin moisturizer that has hyaluronic acid in it. It has biotin in it, which also helps to increase the collagen in the dermis of the skin, that increase firmness, fine lines, and wrinkles. And our Pro Repair Serum is really, really good for putting back some of those proteins and elastin in the skin to help boost collagen levels for nice, tight, firm, youthful-looking skin.
Do you have anything for the neck, Monica? Because I know for me, I'm having trouble with my like underneath my neck with the excess skin. What can you recommend for that?
Good question, Dinah. Now, one thing I'm going to point out, anything that you're putting on your face, you want to also use it on your neck. So whatever cleanser, if you're using a good cleanser for your face and your neck that contains a good exfoliation or that has some really good biotin and elastin and collagen ingredients in it, whatever you're putting on your face, when you moisturize your, when you wash your face, you want to make sure you do your neck at the same time. When you're moisturizing your face, you want to make sure you moisturize your neck. And you always want to use an upward circular motion because when you massage creams into your neck and your skin, you want to, you know, massage upwards to keep the skin tight, not down. That's defeating the purpose. And when we pull down on our skin, stretching our skin, which is defeating the purpose of keeping the skin firm and tight. You always want to do everything you do on your face, Dana, to answer your question. You want to make sure you use it on your neck.
Okay, thank
and that
you.
You're welcome. And that will firm your neck up just like your face and keep everything looking all the same, you know? So those are some good ways, you know, to boost collagen levels. We also have, as Dana mentioned before, we also have a new product that we have implemented for Kumba Fitness and for Brazil Beauty Bar, and it's the ISO Total Life Changing, our new product for hair, skin, and nails, detoxing, people who want to lose weight. We have a good CBD infused soap that's really good for anti-aging, moisturizing the skin. You can check that out on our website at BrazilBeautyBar.com. And you can also visit us at TotalLifeChanges.com/Monica, MONICAJTLC. That's our new website. And Dana also has her website as well. Dana, if you want to tell people your website, which I believe is TLC, /DanaJTLC.com. And you'll be able to find these new wonderful products on all four of these wonderful sites.
Well, that's great, Monica. And thank you so much. I've learned that collagen is in my teeth, all over, and far around our neck area. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm going to be implementing these tips today.
Wonderful. Absolutely, Dana. And I hope our listeners did gain some useful information that they can use to implement into their daily health, weight loss, and beauty regimens as well.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Hype Beauty Hair Skin and Fitness Podcast. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at 1 p.m. for our next episode on wellness, fitness, care, along with helpful tips in beauty and hair care regimens.